bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Live from CNN, we've got a special breaking news. Astronauts have splashed down after their extended stay in space. You can see the boat speeding towards them. And looks like they made it back safe. For those of you that don't like them, Elon Musk sent his SpaceX to get them. And they docked the ship and left it, and then they left in another one and came back. And they'll have all the details a little later, but they're still, you know, it's still floating, and they got the door open, and they're reaching out, and it looks like the Navy just got to them, and so they're back safe after God knows how many months in space, and. You got to walk, you got to move, you got to breathe, you got to, so that'll be, yeah, you know, I thought nine, but I was waiting on something to pop up here. So they were there for 9 months, supposed to be there for what, three? I ended up with six extra months because NASA dropped the ball. Hey, your government at work. And NASA dropped the ball, and so they had to retool, and that's what they retooled to, so. You may not like Elon Musk, but you got to thank SpaceX for them getting back safely. So, all right. I mean, I feel safe about it, but I'm never going to space. I shouldn't say never, should I? Nah, I'm not going to space.
Number five.
From CBS 58, early voting started when? When did early voting start? Today. March 18th in Wisconsin for the April 1st election, which includes races for the state Supreme Court, state superintendent of public instruction, and various local offices. As a matter of fact, from what I heard, Howard Fuller came out and backed Kinzer for state superintendent. I kind of agree with that because the current superintendent is, yeah, anyway. Early voting runs through Saturday, March 30th. Voters can get information about polling places as well as whether their clerk offers in-person absentee voting. And so I want to early vote. So what do I do? So I click the link and it says those are voter deadlines. And so I don't see anything here that says early voting. I want early voting. Absentee, where do I vote, ballots, okay, this doesn't tell me anything. It doesn't tell me where I can go to vote. It just has absentee. I want to go vote early in person. Early in person. Can somebody tell me where to find that? I'm just saying. I want to go vote early in person. So what website do I need to go to so I can do that?
Number four.
Speaking of voting, WISN.com, constitutional amendment is going to ask to include voter ID into the state constitution. So in-person absentee voting began today, just like I said. It's for the April 1st election, which features several statewide races. We talked about that. On the ballot, Wisconsin voters will also be asked whether to enshrine the state's current voter ID law, which requires a photo identification to vote into the state constitution. I say yes. So the question, photographic identification for voting, shall Section 1M of Article 3 of the Constitution be created to require that voters present valid photographic identification verifying their identity in order to vote in any election subject to exceptions which may be established by law? I think the majority party is afraid of what happens if we get into the majority and if we decide that existing laws need to be amended, changed, or overturned, says State Representative Lee Snodgrass, Democrat from Appleton, during a forum in Milwaukee on yesterday. Democrats are advocating a no vote. Republicans are urging Wisconsinites to say yes. So here's my problem with it. You should not be able to move from one place to another place without establishing residency. I mean, you do more to make sure your car is registered in a state than you do to vote. That's just weird to me. So you could just roll up and say, hey, my name is DJ Brother Z, and I want to vote today. And I just tell you a name and an address, and then you vote. Like, what is that? That I got a problem with that. Number two, it's a little disingenuous to say that poor people can't vote because you got an ID to get your Social Security. You need an ID to drive. You need an ID to buy liquor. You need an ID to go to the store to buy certain medications, the pharmacy, the dentist, the doctor. You need it for everywhere. That's everybody. So I don't understand the issue of you can't have an ID. It's terrible. Now, some of the things that that Republicans say, oh, we got to do it to quit voter fraud. It's like less than one half of 1% voter fraud in an election. Like if all the people that are accused of voter fraud were actually all found guilty, it still wouldn't alter the vote. So what exactly are you fighting so hard for? However, I think it's important that I be able to vote in my name the way I want to, and you as well. And the only way to verify that is not just you telling me, it's simply checking your ID. And we're doing it now. So what's the problem? What's the problem? It's scary to me if other people decide they just want to roll in and become you and impersonate you and then vote for you. Interesting.
Number three.
This from WISN.com. The federal trial against a former Wauwatosa police officer who shot and killed a teenager in Mayfair Mall began yesterday. The parents of 17-year-old Alan Cole filed a federal lawsuit against Joseph Mensah in connection to the February 2nd, 2020 shooting. The suit claims then Officer Mensah, the former police chief and the city of Wauwatosa, violated Cole's civil rights and used excessive force. Police say Cole did fire a shot that night, hitting himself in the arm. During his 5 years with the department, Mensah shot and killed three people on duty. He was cleared every time. Mensah resigned from Wauwatosa and is now a deputy with the Waukesha County Sheriff's Office. So that trial is currently going on in federal court. So we will see exactly what happens with that.
Number two.
This from The Hill. I don't know if you heard. Okay, let me. I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. Like, at the very low. Like, yeah. So, this from TheHill.com. President Trump announced he will release 80,000 pages of unredacted files today about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy after promising on the campaign trail to declassify the documents. So the director of National Intelligence, DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, said that they were going to be released. And so we're going to be looking at all of the files. It's a lot of reading, 80,000 pages. I don't believe we're going to redact anything. She said, I don't redact. You can't redact, the president said, adding, it'll be about 80,000 pages, and it'll be interesting. He said he's heard about them. When asked if he's seen them in the files, he said, I'm not doing summaries. You'll write your own summary. Trump signed an executive order in January directing the release of federal government documents related to the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. The order instructed the Director of National Intelligence and Attorney General to present a plan within 15 days for the full and complete release of records related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. So it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to read. It will show some things that you probably didn't want to know about all of these men. It'll show some lifestyles, and it might show some things that may tarnish the reputation. But it's been, I don't know, how many years since, you know, many of them have been killed and died. So it will be interesting to see. Very interesting indeed.
Number one.
This from blackenterprise.com. So y'all been complaining about the Department of Education closing down. And yet there are some schools that are devoted, to diversity, equity, inclusion. More importantly, because those are policies, affirmative action, the law. Right now, families making under $100,000, Harvard intends to cover, well, let me just get to the story because I think it's a great story. Harvard University has announced its new financial aid plan to cover tuition for students from families making less than $100,000. So let me do this. Harvard, let me type that. Okay. So I'm going to read this story, and then I'm going to give you some information. Harvard announced new financial aid plan to cover tuition for students from families making less than $200,000 a year. It revealed to the Harvard Gazette on March 17th, yesterday, they hope the new initiative will make Ivy League education more affordable for those less affluent backgrounds, but you still got to pass the test and get in and do all that stuff. Harvard's president, Alan M. Garber, shared a statement about how the financial aid expansion will bring out the tremendous potential of the school. Putting Harvard within financial reach for those individuals widens the array of backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives from all of our students encounter, fostering their intellectual and personal growth, Garber said. By bringing people of outstanding promise together, got the word, outstanding promise. You got to have the scores. You got to have the letters, right? By bringing people of outstanding promise together to learn with and from one another, we truly realize the tremendous potential of the university. For those making even less, Harvard's plan is to cover all the tuition and fees related to your attendance. Undergraduate students from families making less than $100,000 annually will gain free tuition and housing. The school will also cover additional costs surrounding food, health insurance, and travel to its campus. The student will also receive two grants during their matriculation, accounting to $2,000 for their first year and $2,500 for their junior year to help with their post-graduation transition. Moreover, the effort aims to keep Harvard's academic diversity and shape its student body with those across the socioeconomic spectrum. So, you think that that's nice of them. And it is. That is an outstanding thing. But what people don't know is that most people assume how many households make under $100,000 a year. That can actually take the test and get into Harvard. So they know that number's low, and they know that they're going to what? Really make sure that they, you know, manage this thing to make sure that a whole lot of people. Now, here's the kicker. What is Harvard's tuition? Harvard tuition today. Harvard's tuition right now, before aid. You ready? The annual cost to go to Harvard University is $86,705. That includes grants, scholarships, state, for all that, right? So this is how much it costs. And let me double check that to make sure. $82,866. Tuition is now $56,500, but it's going to rise to $82,866 because you got to get there. You need housing. You need food. You need all that stuff, right? $82,866 times four, and you can stop counting. Close to $400,000, eight times four, 320, 16 and 16, 32 plus. So we're talking somewhere between $400,000 for a four-year degree. Harvard's endowment, you ready? $53.2 billion. Got it? So if I take $53 billion, $200 million, and divide it by, let's just say $400 for giggles, I could put 133,000 people through school for 4 years. And you know that many people aren't going to apply. And that many people aren't going to get the scores that are needed. Now, what we need to watch at Harvard is whether or not they increase the scores, increase the grade point average, increase the stringent narrative you're going to need in order to get in. Because that's going to be part of the problem. That's going to be the issue where, oh, no, we'll just make it harder to get in. And since the test already skews to majority white for ACT and SAT, it's going to be difficult for minorities to get in anyway. Not because they're not smart, but because they have to study an entire other culture, American, predominantly white, to figure out what some of the words mean, what some of the phraseology is. All those things that are normal in one culture and foreign in another. And you know what we do, right? When we have a culture that's different, instead of trying to learn it, we just trash it. And so then that's what we have today. So it will be interesting how they do. It will be very interesting. I look forward to seeing some of the things that will occur from this. It'll be great to see. Yeah. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, it's funny when the same person just sends message after message after message after message after message after message. Yeah. One of them says, voter ID should not be misused in attempts to make it more difficult for students who study away from the state in which they legally reside. Okay, well, first of all, you can use a school ID in order to vote. So what I did when I went away to school is I changed my address to my school address so I could vote there. Then when I moved back to Chicago, I changed my address back to Chicago and registered there. So I don't know what you're talking about. School IDs are legal in Wisconsin. So and military, they get an absentee ballot anyway. So I don't know what that means. Like you can't disenfranchise a voter who doesn't register. All you got to do is register. And right now, it's pretty easy to register. I'm just saying. It's like we keep coming up with reasons and rules and ideas and all this and all that. So somebody said disparity in sentencing that we'd lock up Mr. Cosby away for decades. He was only in jail for, like, he wasn't in jail for decades. Yet we'll allow white billionaires and those with less wealth than Cosby to get away with what he was accused of. I don't know. Try to figure that one out. 833-212-1017 is the number. Where am I? What am I doing? And where are we going?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Take one step.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Hey, Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is coming on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup.com. Sign up, volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. Tory Lowe Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. is presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, Reyes, Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I got a question. And do y'all like country music? Beyonce is, well, despite rumors that suggest otherwise, Cowboy Carter Tour is shaping up to be the horse to bet on. Roughly a month after pre-sales launched, Live Nation has revealed a press release obtained by multiple sources, including People Magazine, Billboard, Rolling Stone, that 94% of it is sold out. 43-year-old music icon has also announced a new tour stop at Allegiant Field in Las Vegas on July 25th, making this the ninth new stop since the tour was first announced. February 2nd, following her buzzy performance during the halftime show of the Baltimore Ravens and Houston Texans game broadcast live on Netflix on Christmas Day, the Texas Hold'em singer announced the Cowboy Carter Tour, which will bring her Grammy-winning eighth studio album, Cowboy Carter, to life. The Sin City stop, currently set to be the tour's final, brings the total number of Cowboy Carter Tour's dates up to 31. Would you go see Beyonce sing country music? Do you even like country music? Like, why is it black people don't like country music? I know very, 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 very few people. I know more white people that like rap music than black people that like country. Why is that? I wonder. You have any idea, Mr. DJ Brother Z?
Nah. I like country, though.
You do like country?
The good kind.
I don't know what that means. Good versus bad versus, I don't know. School or brother?
The good country has 808s in it.
Okay.
Bad country is the bad country.
But what makes it bad?
People singing it.
Wow. Really?
Like Blanco Brown, he's a good country artist.
All right.
Chibuzi, he's pretty good.
Okay. And that's it?
Morgan Wallen's a hit or miss.
Okay. I'm a Mickey Guyton fan. You don't know Mickey Guyton?
No.
Have you heard Mickey Guyton? Wow. So how do you know if you don't like know that? I mean, if you haven't heard the music, like, how do you know you don't like it? That's all I'm saying. I don't get it. So, anybody that's black that likes, anybody that's black that likes country music, give me a call. 833-212-1017. I'm serious. Give me a call and let me know if you like country music, but I want to know why. And what kind of country music do you actually like? Like, literally, what kind of country music do you like? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you, I like this kind.
Cold as ice, I was shaking, watching you go. I couldn't.
So that's Mickey Guyton.
No, I just couldn't.
And so she's been around for a minute, young black female. I haven't heard any of Beyonce's country music. And I just want to hear like something. Like, anything that she's done. I'm just saying. I don't know. I still don't like country music. LT said, I'll be in the pit for Lanny Wilson. I'll see Darius Rucker at State Fair, Kenny Chesney twice, Little Big Town, Miranda Lambert, okay, a few times, Luke Bryant, it's okay. I just can't do country music. I can't do it. Can't do it. I'll do rock, heavy metal, grunge, jazz. But what I'm not going to do is country.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Okay. I heard from the heavens that clouds have been gray. Pull me close, wrap me in your aching arms. I see that you're hurting. Why'd you take so long to tell me you need me? I see that you're bleeding. You don't need to show me again. But if you decide to,
you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Ann said, many private high schools offer scholarships. Okay. Ann also added that there is so much opportunity available if you look. Yes, but no. I watched a program on PBS last night about Albert Einstein Medical School, which now offers free tuition. Okay. That's great. Here's some things you got to look up. Where's Albert Einstein College of Medicine? It's in Brooklyn, if I believe right. I think it was in Brooklyn. Let me check. Albert Einstein. Back that up. Albert Einstein is in Brooklyn. Brooklyn, New York. Private medical school, New York City, founded in 1953. Einstein is an independent degree-granting institution within the Montefiore Einstein Health System. Medical program, PhD, master's program. Okay. I think it's great. I think it's phenomenal. The Einstein Medical School acceptance rate is 3.3%. Last year, they got 9,782 applications, and they accepted 1,071. Oh, my bad. I read that wrong. Acceptance rate is 3.8. Last year, 1,071 of 9,782 applications received invitations for an interview. Of those, 326 and 183 chose to enroll. 59% women, 43% of the class is from New York State. Average MCAT of 516, the 10th or the 90th percentile range is 511 to 520. GPA has to be 3.82. 27% of the students in the class of 2027 were non-science at their undergraduate colleges. So we say it's available. We say Harvard is available. But look at Harvard's acceptance rate. So Harvard's acceptance, and I'm Googling it now to look at their acceptance rate for 2025. 3.59. They got 54,008 applications. They accepted 1,937 into Harvard College. Because you know, go to Harvard College first, then you go to Harvard University. 3.59. Now they reinstituted mandatory testing. Now all those things, right? So not all this stuff changes, right? Letting minorities in and letting soon as they don't have to, bam, they go back to the test because now the test is what? Skewed for whites to pass it. And people complain about it. But you think it's by accident our MPS schools are garbage? They don't want to teach our kids. They don't want them to go to college. They need worker bees. They don't want them to. They don't want them to get a higher education. They don't want to get a degree in engineering and math and science. And no, they don't want that. They don't want a degree in business so they could be a CEO and run the company. Ugh, we can't have that. That makes too much sense. So we drag our feet, and those that want to get it, get it. And the majority of our kids don't learn anything. And then to keep the peace, we want to keep the cops out of the schools. So there's no peace at all. There's not even an intimidation factor to make kids not get in trouble. We'll just set it up so that they can continue to fail. And we don't complain about it. We don't say anything about it. Meanwhile, oh, you want to go to college? Yeah. Because in their mind, they got this U.S. News and World Report that says, my college is the number one and we got this and we got that. Right. But many of those colleges will tell you that what one of the scores, one of the parts of the score for U.S. News and World Report is that your school is predominantly white, so it causes your score to be higher. Think about that. Your school is predominantly white. Therefore, your score is higher. So historically black colleges and universities will never score high enough or close enough to an Ivy League school, even though you can get Ivy League level work there, even though you can get Ivy League level education there. They'll never score high enough because part of the algorithm takes into account if your school is predominantly white, it's a better school. And I heard that on a podcast with Malcolm Gladwell. So at some point, don't be so happy to say, oh, we got free tuition and we're going to send kids making under a certain amount of money to school. Well, that's great. But now you're going back to having testing. And if the testing is set for white middle America to score better, guess what? And if you got bad schools in Milwaukee, that means very few kids here can even apply to Harvard, and very few of them are getting in. But you keep believing that if you want to. Keep lying to yourself.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This, but you don't need to be fixed, my dear. I know the beauty in your world is long gone, and dancing with clouds is like wishing for rain. But maybe one drop will land.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. So, you know it's tax season, right? And you got to do your taxes. And a lot of people are wondering if they'll owe and if they'll, you know, what's going on. But if you live in Washington, D.C., if you live in the DMV, you might want to, like, watch your mail. Same thing can happen here in Milwaukee, though. The feds say a former U.S. Postal employee is to blame. Justice Department says 44-year-old, I can't even say this name, Hachikosela Mochimba was accused on March 14th of being behind the disappearance of millions worth of tax return checks. Authorities caught onto his scheme in January of 2023 after someone reported their $14,000 check was deposited, but not into their bank. Federal prosecutors said the individual then used some context clues to put two and two together. The address name on the check matched the information on the mail carrier. That's according to the criminal complaint obtained by People magazine. Authorities then discovered the bank where the deposits were made and had copies of four additional U.S. Treasury checks that were fraudulently negotiated. They totaled up to $57,000. However, over the next few months, federal authorities sniffed out another 98 checks that Mochimba had stolen from the folks on his mail route and deposited, all while in his USPS uniform. Justice Department says Mochimba's scheme ran between December 2020 and March 2023, depositing checks by removing the name of the true recipient, replacing it with his name. Surveillance footage from the bank caught him in the act, which federal prosecutors say funded international trips, luxury hotel stays, and purchases at gentlemen's clubs. You ready? He secured $1.6 million from his ventures. Mochimba was charged with conspiracy to commit theft of mail and bank fraud, theft of mail, bank fraud, engaging in a monetary transaction in property derived from specific unlawful activity, and unlawful procurement of citizenship or naturalization per the DOJ. So I'm pretty sure that when he gets out of jail, when he gets out of prison, he's going to what? Going to be deported. I'm sorry. $1.6 million. So do you think it's just greed that people get caught? Like, it's not that they can't do it. It's that they'll get caught because they just decide they're just going to do it. And they don't think they're going to get caught. It'll be fine. And now all of a sudden, yeah. So, do you play games on your phone? Really? What's the last game you played on your phone?
Bricks and Balls.
That's way too much. Sounds like Bats and Balls, but that's a whole other. Bricks and Balls?
This game.
So how's it work?
You get a certain amount of balls and you gotta like clear them before it gets to the bottom of the row.
That don't even make no sense to me.
It's like the matching thingy. Like when you shoot it, like,
right.
But it's just numbers.
Okay. And the title of the game is
Bricks and Balls.
Okay. Let me search for it so I can see it.
Or I
myself.
Guess N with the letter N.
Okay. Anybody play that? 833-212-1017 is the number. Bricks and Balls. Okay. It's like got the green thing? Okay. All right. So I'm going to check it out and see. So the game that I play that I'm addicted to.
I'm on level 539.
I'm not going to say nothing there. I'm going to keep myself quiet. So I play Mahjong. You familiar with Mahjong?
I've heard of it, but I don't know how to play.
I play Vita Mahjong. Okay, watch this. I want you to leave your microphone on. Okay?
Okay.
Because I'm going to show you, and I
want to
see your reaction to my level.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, I got to hit the music on that one.
1,202. That's the level I'm on. Guess how long I've been playing?
2 months.
Yep. Isn't that ridiculous? Waiting for a phone call, sitting in a meeting, sitting around waiting for the bus, sitting on an airline, and just play. And it's not connected to the internet, so it just goes over and over and over and over. And I absolutely love it. And you know what I think? I think I'm addicted. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show's coming up next. I will see you in 22 hours. It's been a great time. Good talking to Sandra. Ain't talked to you in a minute. What's going on? So, hey, y'all. God bless. Take care. I'm out.